Sweden holds national elections on Sunday, and for some voters, their decision may hinge on what they think of the city where they live. Malmö is a diverse and lively city in Sweden, with nearly one out of every three residents born in another country. The city also struggles with gang-related violence. Sissel Overgaard discovered that different people in the same city see it very differently.
It's a cloudy morning in Malmö, and Eva Wienberg and her friend have decided to pay 25 krona for a bus tour.
I like to see the Malmö and hear the history and the seeing the sights.
These women aren't tourists. They live here. But as the bus gets rolling, it's easy to see why they might need this update. Malmö, a city of 330,000, is adding 5,000 residents a year. Cranes puncture the skyline, and we pass one new building after another. A beautiful school.
Really nice.
A rainbow-colored shopping center.
Oh, the police station is going to be built here.
We also stop alongside some of Malmö's more notorious neighborhoods.
I've never been to this place before. This is one of the places that you avoid to go to.
But even here, the storyline is positive, as the guide points to physical improvements aimed at helping integration and reducing crime. Wienberg is impressed.
It's a social thinking about this. And they have lots of things like that here.
This is a good news tour for a reason. The guide is Deputy Mayor Andreas Schönström, a member of the country's incumbent Social Democrats. He is well aware that recent news about Malmö has focused on high-profile shootings and even grenade explosions. But he says for most residents, that is not real life.
When we look at the numbers today, Malmö is growing rapidly. We have a huge economic growth. The unemployment rate is going down.
But it's a narrative that's proving hard to sell against another more succinct message.
We have too many foreigners in this town from the Arabian countries.
Tommy Johansson is in the center of Malmö, where a large crowd has gathered for a speech by the leader of the anti-immigrant Sweden Democrats.
We cannot go outside when it's dark anymore. We have to take taxi. Everything, it's not safe.
The Sweden Democrats draw a direct line between immigration and crime. While the rate of certain violent crimes is up in Malmö, the overall reported crime rate has gone down. But Sweden Democrat voter Jonas Norden believes that's because people have given up on calling an overwhelmed police force.
It's so much crime, so they can't handle it all.
20 minutes to the south, Ibrahim Taha, who grew up in Malmö's Rosengård neighborhood, says it's not as bad as the media suggests.
I've been living there for 17 years. I can tell you like this, all right, I have my issues with some people, but other than that, it's really safe.
But he says problems with integration are real. He moved here from Iraq at age 9 and didn't have an ethnically Swedish friend until age 16.
They have not met each other. The Swedish have not met the immigrant have not. So it's a two-way racism, and it's creating really big problems.
Taha believes one way to change that is by engaging in the democratic process, which is why he's here in the Holma neighborhood trying to increase voter turnout among immigrants. Most of the young adults he approaches say they will, or already have, voted.
100%.
Syrian refugee Moada Mardene admits she doesn't really like politics, but says voting is her duty as a new Swede.
Because I have to do something good for this country. They let us to stay in here, to have homes, to study, so I have to do something good for these countries here.
And for her new hometown. For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Malmö, Sweden.